Volunteers in Sudbury who are searching for a woman missing since 2013 believe they are close to finding her remains, but they just need that one tip to bring closure to the family. Tips continue to come in regarding the possible whereabouts of Megan Pilon, but there have been no significant leads to solve her disappearance. The group continues to operate under the assumption she is dead. They are looking for her remains. While the tips are certainly welcome, they need to contain more information than just telling the volunteers to search. For example, a culvert in New Sudbury, said Julie Charette, a local volunteer with Please Bring Me Home, a volunteer-driven organization that is actively investigating dozens of missing persons across Canada. Also actively searching for Megan is Natasha Pickering. One of the most recent tips was that she is deceased and located in a swamp on the outskirts of Sudbury, said Pickering. The problem is, we need more information as we cannot just go search every swamp outside of Sudbury. We ask the public to be more descriptive and share as much detail as possible in the tips. Charette said the Please Bring Me Homes tip line is anonymous, which means there is no way for the volunteers to follow up with tipsters. We feel like we're so close, but we just need that one tip, said Charette. It's very crucial that they're leaving these tips, but we need more information. We just want to bring closure to the family. We don't care who did it, why they did it, that's not what we're here for. We just want to find Megan. All tips can be submitted to pleasebringmehome.com or by calling the tip hotline at 1-226-702-2728. Megan was last seen by her father on September 11, 2013. She was 15 years old. Over the last several years, volunteers have searched several locations throughout Greater Sudbury. No clues have been found yet, but that won't stop them from continuing their search. Plans are in the works to search that area again, but Charette and Pickering said they need more resources and volunteers to do so. They are also planning 3 more searches this summer in different locations in the city. We are also planning on hitting the streets downtown to ask people if they heard anything about Megan, said Charette. Anyone interested in volunteering to help in the search can contact Julie at 705-923-3851 or 705-923-6714. Charette said she got involved with Please Bring Me Home and the search for Megan, because she has children Megan's age. I really feel close to this little girl, even though I don't know her, said Charette. Our hearts are right in this, we feel like she has become part of our family, and we really want to find closure for her family.